Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, where you come to you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and you're on 101.5 Kicks Country. I think we've got our tower back up. I think it's been down for a day or so. I think it's back up. But if it's not and you're listening to us on the alternative station, call your neighbors and let them know. But I think we're back up and running like we should be. So, but we have a couple of very special guests here with us. This morning we'll be talking about and to them here in just in a few minutes. But first off, we'd like to thank everyone that makes this radio show possible here each Thursday morning, and that being the Three Star Group and also the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and all of the fine folks here in Clay County that advertise on the show to make it possible. And we would, of course, let you know that we do this each Thursday morning, and we have been doing it for quite a while now, and it's kind of hopefully a little bit of a folksy show where we don't get too complicated and have something that you're interested in, and so you can sit back and pour out your second or third cup of coffee and enjoy that, and we'll take a few minutes, and we'll start off by getting a few words in from our sponsors, and then we'll come back and introduce our guests for today and let them do a little bit of talk. We're going to do a little bit of a business spotlight today, and hopefully we're going to try to get some more of these in. We've had a couple of them, and that's going to be one of the perks that you get for being a member of the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, is getting a little live spot here on the radio show. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Well, Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome you in here to our Clay County Corner this morning. And this morning, I have two guests, and I don't know whether I wasn't hearing real good or not this morning, but I had to have Josh to actually write his name down for me. I kept trying to call him everything but his name. But we have Josh and Stacy Holcomb, and they are the proud owners of the newly moved, renovated Del Holla Pizza.
That's great.
That's right.
Is that the Pizza Palace or Pizza Place? Or
sure, whatever you want to call it. What do you make pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, just call me anything as long as you call me, right?
That's right. That's
especially
right.
At lunchtime.
That's
good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'll give you all an opportunity to introduce yourselves. And we'll start lady first. You can go back as far as you would like, where you originally were born and all this kind of thing, how you wound
okay.
up.
Okay. My name is Stacy Holcomb, and I was born in Georgia, but we moved to Florida when I was 2 years old. So I grew up and was raised in Naples, Florida, and that's where I met my husband, Josh, and now we live in Tennessee.
A little background.
I've lived there for...
Education-wise?
I just went to high school and a little bit of college there, but... That was it.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of education.
And a little bit about your life before you made it to Salina.
Oh, my goodness.
Some things you may have been involved in or?
I was in the marching band in high school. That was pretty much it. I worked for, I was a youth pastor or youth minister in for a couple of churches down in Florida and just decided we were going to be here for the rest of our lives and raise our goats. We have goats. That's another thing that we raise goats and pigs, and that was going to be what we did. And then we moved to Moss, and there was a pizza shop for sale.
Okay, now the goat. How about fainting goats? You mess with them?
No.
No fainting goats. And I don't know whether we still have them or not. We had a couple of goats that were residing on the bluffs here in the
We saw them. Yes.
I don't know whatever happened to them.
I don't know.
There was a big white bluff that was up there.
I know there were three of them when the highway was built. Of course, you know, sometimes we don't understand that, like goats and deer. When somebody comes through and puts a new highway through their territory, they don't know what that is for a while.
Exactly.
A lot of them meet a little bit of a rough end sometimes.
Yeah.
So goats and pigs. I mean,
yeah, we have
well, you know, we've always heard that maybe pig was the dumbest animal in the world.
No, they are one of the smartest
They
animals.
Are super smart. We have learned that.
And I'll go along with that. Okay, now, Josh, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was raised in Connecticut. I lived in Connecticut until I was about 18 years old, moved down to the Keys, and I lived in the Keys for a couple of years. Finished up my high school there, did a little bit of college up in Miami, and then ended up following my parents to Naples, Florida, where I met my wife, and they ended up here in Moss, Tennessee. So we kept up here, came here visiting them for the past 6 or 7 years, and we love it here. The kind of community we want. It's relaxing. Mm-hmm. People are nice. So that's, you know, how we got here. I finished up a 15-year career in law enforcement in Florida. I just retired. And like my wife said, the pizzeria came available for sale, so we ended up purchasing that. Built it up and kind of outgrew our location real quick, so we ended up moving down to the new address at 911 East Lake.
And okay, and I do know that there've been. I guess you maybe were the third owner.
We are the third owner
of the pizza right. place there, and I think. And you guys were really, really lucky in that the building up there became available, and it's out. Just the place down here is great to come by and see, but it's not great to come by and go in and sit down.
Correct.
Because of the parking here.
Right.
You know, everybody's all the time talking about parking, but hopefully one of these days that we'll get all these trailer trucks not coming through the middle of Salina,
right.
And Salina will become, and even up as far as you guys are, it is a walking community where people can park in a certain spot and feel safe and get out and walk all around here and
Absolutely.
See things going on. And okay, now, I mean, something else, I guess, the business itself, I know you, how many employees do you have, before we actually get to talking about that, how many employees are you employing up there now?
My wife and I are the main employees, and then we have two high school girls that come and help us out.
Help you out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about business so far? It's been pretty good.
Business is great. Community has been very supportive.
I know I got my pizza up earlier than that, and it was great.
Good.
Yeah, very, very good. And also I noticed when I walked in to talk to you guys the other day, or not when I came up to pick my pizza up, I believe I noticed that you had a party in there that had one table that had maybe 12 or 15 people around it. And
yes, you came in during an evening where we had, I believe it was a group of 17 people. So
came in, yeah.
We were
it
able to
great.
Seat them and got them all served, and they were extremely pleased with the service and the food that night.
Okay, now, what about, do you have any prior experience in the restaurant business?
Absolutely none.
Not even ever been a waitress or anything like that?
No.
Nope.
Maybe in high school I waited lanes at the bowling alley, but that was about it.
But then all at once, so this was pretty much a complete change of attitude, gratitude, because kind of like Buffett said, you know, changes in attitude, changes in
latitude. Yeah.
It came available, and, you know, I talked it over with my wife, and that's just something we want to do. And she said, sure, it sounds fun.
Okay, now, and you are retired law enforcement.
Correct.
And with that's a big change, isn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
And where were you in law enforcement?
In Naples. I was employed by the city of Naples, and then I did my last couple of years with the Fort Myers DEA.
So you're talking about you were a busy law enforcement person.
Probably. I was busy.
He was busy.
Very busy.
Had lots of business. And you mentioned the Keys there.
Yep.
And if you haven't been down and driven down the highway to the Keys, do that, folks.
Absolutely. It is a fun trip. Yep.
Of course, we have another family here from the Keys, lived in the Keys a while, don't we? Gary and Diane, I think they were in the Keys for a while. I think maybe they even got out and caught some of the animals down there and sold them at one time. What about, you know, being here and I guess maybe the change in lifestyle? I know Naples is not, it's a little bit bigger than Moss.
Naples has gotten very busy. It used to be a smaller town. Never as small as Salina, but it was smaller. It was friendlier. It's just gotten really busy, gotten very populated, and it's just a change that we weren't looking for.
Okay, and of course you're out in Moss, and that's not real isolated, but it's a little bit more isolated than actually being living here in and around closer to Salina.
Right.
And I know that, of course, here in Clay County, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit later, is, you know, our communication system here in Clay County is probably one of the best in the whole United States for our access to the outside world via the web and things like that. And you can find basically anything you need pretty quick just at the touch of the keyboard. And let's talk a little bit about the business itself. Tell us a little bit, the operation inside there, the pizza ovens. I mean, just a little bit all about that.
Right. Our old location had one pizza oven. It was a double decker, so it would cook. You could cook six pizzas at one time, six large pizzas, which was okay. But we do a lot of events for the schools and the churches. So when we take an order for the school or the church, it's going to be well more than six pizzas. So by the time we take that order, we build our oven, we weren't able to accommodate regular walk-in customers, so we had to juggle that struggle. So when we bought the new location, I ended up buying two more ovens. So I have two there, and then we have one, our old one, for our backup, so it was spare. But now we can cook twice as much product. So we can dedicate one oven just to doing our events for the schools or the churches or any type of group that needs large amounts of pizzas. And then we still have a second oven that we can do all public. So when they come in, we can have their food ready quick too.
Okay, so that means you have speeded up the operation considerably then and enables you to expand your business. And,
right.
And makes you know that, we all know in any kind of business like that, when you get a big order that say, hey, I'd like to have about 10 or 12 pizzas by such and such time, yeah, that's great, and that's, you know, that's, but in a lot of times in a normal day, you might not do a whole lot more than 10 pizzas then something like an off day or something, then all at once they call in, and your 10 normal customers come in, and you've got to sit there and say, well,
That's right.
So now you don't have to do that.
Right. What it allows us to do is to give them a fresher product. Before we would have to cook a certain amount of pizzas, and then they'd have to sit on top of the stove. Of course, they'd stay warm, but everybody wants a fresh pizza. They want something that just came out of the oven. So this allows us to cook them in a shorter time period so that the whole order can be fulfilled and everything stays fresher.
Okay, now I know something that we hear a lot about, and that is the oven-fired pizza oven. I know you guys haven't been in business all that long, but did you consider something like that when you...
Ours are fire, and they're stone, so our ovens have stones in them.
Okay.
So it makes a better pizza because what it does is the stone will actually draw the moisture out of the crust, which allows it to get crispier, which is what people want. They want a crispy crust, and you know they want their product to be nice and warm. So our stones run about 525 degrees when we cook.
Okay, I brought that up because a lady friend, I had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and an older friend that I worked with many, many years ago was there, and she was asking about your place. I think she actually asked my wife while I was back here somewhere or another if your pizza ovens here were stone fired. And she said she didn't know for sure, and that's one of the things I want to ask that you guys let the word out because, you know, apparently that is a big selling point to a lot of people when they want pizzas.
Right.
And guys, I mean, not touting your product above a lot of others, but I will say this much, that if you're from Jackson County, come up and try one of the pizzas up here, and you'll be surprised at the quality change you may run into if you come to Salina to get your pizza.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go talk about, do you buy your pizza dough already made up, or?
We do. We buy our dough in two sizes. We buy it in a large and a medium, and we cut those and disperse them. So either make calzones or strombolis or small pizzas are made out of smaller amounts of dough. So we will prep our dough in the morning. Our dough is all prepped in the morning. We don't hand toss. We use a machine that does it for us. We wouldn't be able to keep up with the load of business if we had to hand toss every pizza. So we pan cook all our pizzas. They're pan cooked. And then once we take them out of the pan, we put them on the stone, and we take out the last bit of moisture from them in the end.
Okay, so you're not going to be out there twirling.
No, you won't see a fancy little Italian guy spinning pizza over his head.
Golly, there goes part of the show. And you, I know your menu up there. Tell us about you. Tell us about the menu. You sit here and let him do all the talking.
He's better at it than I am. as far as the products that we have available, we do subs. Our subs are phenomenal. They get toasted in the oven, and you can pretty much make any type of sub that you'd like. We do have suggestions on there, but we love to make food to order, basically. So we have subs, we have pastas. We've been making lasagna lately. That's been our newest addition down there. And we have hot wings. The hot wings are amazing. we cook those in the air fryer. They're not deep fried, so that gives them like a nice crisp to them. And then we have
healthier.
Our pizzas.
They're healthier. We don't cook in oil, so
yeah,
they are healthier and they do come out very crispy.
And then we have strombolis and calzones.
So you've got a full.
We've got
pretty
a full menu.
Full.
Yeah.
We also do garden salads, so if somebody doesn't want something so heavy, we do offer a garden salad with grilled chicken.
What about cheeseburgers?
We do not do cheeseburgers. We leave that to the burger chef.
We leave that to the burger professionals.
Well, guys, we're going to take a little short commercial break here and come back and let you guys kind of add anything you need to for a few minutes.
Sounds good.
I know we'll work in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, dignity, and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, we're here with Cindy Holcomb talking about Dale Holla Pizza. And I know it's great when we get a newly reoriented, relocated business here. And I think they have made the correct decision, because I know a lot of folks were already familiar with the spot here at the four-way stop. And it only had one little drawback. There was no place to park. And of course, a lot of folks don't realize, but there in front of those buildings up through there, that is actually used to be Highway 52, and up through there. And there, everyone that parks over on the side where the pizza place is, I think it's actually illegally parked, because there is no parking space there. I think, Dr. Young, I believe I'm correct on that, that they're actually, because they're not marked off, you know, with a line saying this is a parking space, that they're actually illegally parked there on that side of the road. So that, like I said, it was Highway 52 with the right-of-way.
Oh, wow.
But now you're up there where you've got parking, and I know the other night you had a little event up there.
We did. On Thursday evenings, we're doing we call it car cruising. So we don't do it every Thursday. We do it every other Thursday. So it wasn't this Thursday, but it will be next Thursday. So if you have a classic car and you want to, or you want to just come out and see some nice cars, stop by Thursday. We'll be starting at 6 p.m. and running it probably, we used to go till 8, but we're probably going to push it out till 9. So that day we'll end up being open till 9 instead of 8.
Well, I'm going to be going to Florida next week. I won't get to come over again next week, but I will make it. I know.
Come to the next one, then.
Yeah.
Like I said, he has a night. Is that a 54 or 55 truck?
It's a 56.
56, okay. The windshield's different on those.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep, the door is different.
A wraparound windshield made those a little different. The others were flat. But I know nice folks to talk to. I know I've been up and patronized them once up at the new place. A great place to come to if you're looking for a nice place to come and sit down on the inside and have fresh pizza, or if you want to call in earlier. And I think now on the call-ins, you have a system set up. What's the name of the thing that you use if you want to call in? Which is some kind of website?
Yes, we use a company called Slice. So Slice is online, and it's our online menu, and you can order it and pay for it right on Slice, come in and just pick it up. So you don't have to deal with bringing money. You just pay online, come in, and your pizzas will be ready.
Okay, and your hours are?
Monday through Thursday, we're open from 11 to 8, and then Friday and Saturday, we're open from 11 to 9. But we will, every other Thursday, when we do the car event, we will stay open until 9 on that evening as well.
Okay, and would anything else you guys want to add?
Just come in and, meet the two of us and get some great food. We have a new AC unit, so we're keeping the area for eating nice and cool. Products great, and we'd love to meet some more people in the community.
Tell us about the floor up there.
The floor. Everybody loves the floor. I think people love the floor more than
the food.
It's amazing. It's just something that I wanted to do. It's an epoxy floor. It's a three-color floor. So when I remodeled that place over there, I ended up pouring an epoxy floor. And the first thing people see when they come in, obviously, is the shiny floor and the pattern in it. And they just, first thing they say is, wow, look at this floor.
So it looked like you just kind of backed off and threw stuff out there and covered it up.
That's about how we get it. But, yep, everybody does love it. Come in, see the new building. We'll be making some more improvements to it as we go along.
And you are out on East Lake Avenue there, right across from where, I guess, Napa used to be.
Right across from the old Napa building.
That's old Napa building.
It's 911, which is cool. Which is funny because I was in law enforcement, so yeah, 911 East Lake Avenue.
And I know a lot of the folks, a lot of the ladies used to go up there and get their hair done.
That's right.
Now, since they're not there anymore, we have got it changed a little bit. Now you go there and get something to eat.
That's right.
But you shouldn't have left the chair there where they could come in and get their hair done and eat pizza.
That's right.
Well, Josh, Stacy, it's been a pleasure having you
Thank
guys
you.
Here
My
this
pleasure.
Morning.
Absolutely.
And we hope that you'll be with us a long time. And, of course, being a fellow from out in Miles myself growing up, it's great to have the folks moving in out there. And we like the folks that come in and enjoy this place for what it is and don't really care a whole lot about making it into where they left.
That's right. Yep.
Thank you for being with
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
And I'll be up to see you again.
All right.
Sounds good.
And I know I won't be at the next car show, but I will be at the next.
We look forward to bring that nice truck you have.
And I might even bring another one.
Okay. Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With that, we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Really appreciate Josh and Stacy being here with us this morning, and we, of course, invite everyone to go up and try. I think if you try their pizza once, you'll be back again. Oh, I haven't got we've got our birthdays and anniversaries. I'm going to do them right now. We've got birthdays. We've got, look like, four birthdays today on our list. We've got Ms. Paulette Scott celebrating a birthday, Mr. Brian McLaren, and Ms. Connie Kendall Roberts celebrating a birthday. And I think this youngster's first name was Brian. I'm not sure on that, but I think Brian Fisher, who is the great-grandson of Tommy and Coretta Denton. And so we'll be drawing a number out here in a little bit for someone who wins that birthday prize today. Compliments of WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country. And you can go over by the chamber and identify yourself, and they'll give you an envelope with your prize. And also we do announcements that Mr. Paul Boyce brought in here a few minutes ago, and that is the Wilderness Day Camp. It says in memory of Russ Kane, and it's July the 14th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Pavilion at Campground Road in Salina, Tennessee. And this is, they have a bunch of stations set up there. One of them is the Corps of Engineers will teach water safety to you. Station two, it says, is a surprise. Then there's a demonstration about using BB guns. And then the next station is hands-on opportunities with archery. And then on the fifth station is Paul Boyce and the Friends of Bell Hall Fish Hatchery will demonstrate fly fishing with youngsters 12 and under. And they have applications for enrollments around up at the National Fish Hatchery and here in this area. And this is sponsored by the Fish Hatchery, Wildlife Resources, and the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Wildlife Services. So that's coming up on July the 14th. Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I invited Dr. Young over this morning to, we're going to do, I guess, a little history thing this morning. We're going to talk about something that we were both involved in beginning in the early 1990s.
All the way back to the 1980s.
Okay, so it actually started.
Yeah.
Okay, what we're talking about is how this area became one of the most advanced fiber optic accessible communities in the United States.
Well, I looked it up this morning, Thomas, and if I'm right, we actually got the grant to do that in about 1984. The reason I remember that, Al Gore was still a U.S. representative, and he was instrumental in being able to get that grant for those counties to set up the Exceed Network. And
we had a big meeting up on the riverside, I believe.
We did. And he kicked it off and got it started. And it was successful, but not, you and I both know, it was not nearly as successful as it could have been. At that time, I was still at York Institute, and our Spanish, the idea was that our Spanish teacher could teach the kids at Hermitage Springs Spanish. The problem, and that was about 75 miles away. The problem was that our Spanish teacher already had a full load of Spanish students, and we never could get organized well enough to get a faculty online,
right,
so we could teach those high school courses to any of our high school kids.
So we were actually about how many 20-something years ahead of our time?
Oh, we were way ahead of our time because now that's being done all the time. And back then it was in its infancy.
Okay, and I know one lady who was very successful who's been involved in this, who is now the president of the University of South Carolina's online faculty school.
Yes, college, yes.
Miss Susan Helkin.
Yeah,
was involved in this from with us early on. But I know that the major grant that we got, I think it was through Appalachian Regional Commission, and I believe it was maybe a lot of money through health facilities, I believe, which became an important part.
I don't remember exactly how all that was handled on our staff. Kathy Bilbrey at that time was our supervisor of instruction. She handled that, and then she became the first administrator of the Exceed program, and we got it off and running on a shoestring, except for the grant. The grant gave us all the hardware, and we were able to do things that we just dreamed about doing back in those days, and today it's just commonplace.
Well, you know, and when the state, of course, I know that we had a board of directors, and, you know, the unusual thing about that was we had basically all of the counties here in this Upper Cumberland acting as a unit and a very cooperative unit with county commissioners, county executives. We had, hospital administrators on that with that group, superintendents of schools, just so many people that all worked together on this thing.
But this thing was designed, Tom, not just for the schools. That's what we see a lot being done now with online classes from the various universities and community colleges. But it was also for business. An example of that would be at that particular time, Don Downey was the hospital administrator for three hospitals. He had the Fentress County Hospital, the Jackson County Hospital, and the Clay County Hospital under his direct administration. And he would come out to our ITV room, our Exceed ITV room at York Institute, and have a staff meeting. His staff in Clay County would go to the high school to their ITV room, and in Jackson County, they'd go to the Jackson County High School's ITV room, and he'd have a staff meeting. Now, that's something that I don't think that had even been dreamed of at that particular time in the Upper Cumberland. But now, again, that's called a Zoom, and we do it every day.
That's something that's very
common. Problem with it.
And I do know, as you mentioned there, in this grant, the equipment was set up. Well, let's go back a little bit farther, and let's go back to Twin Lakes Telephone. Somewhere along the line, there was grant money that came down to go with the latest, greatest copper transmission of data. And I don't know who maybe Kathy or somebody convinced the folks down there that fiber might be something that they wanted to look at instead of looking to upgrading all this copper stuff. So I think what their undertaking was that they strung on the poles here in this whole Upper Cumberland area, the fiber net, optic network capability, that is the lines, and they ran on all of their poles, and I think they had a drop at each school and each county office. I think was maybe the major drops where they had, but the schools became the major drop because part of the grant was but enabling each school in this system to, we had two in York Institute, and Clark Range, the county and York, but each county got one of these classrooms, which was an end point. And the Twin Lakes had that, they had the infrastructure in place, and they had the dark fiber run on the poles. And one of the first projects was to get all of the counties and all of these groups together, and irregardless of how close they were to where these drops were at, everybody would put in a pot of money, and everybody would be connected to their classrooms. Gary, I'll see you in a minute. And I know that it was something that was totally different because it's been along about the time we got our classrooms going. The state came down with their, well, they began as their 21st century classrooms. And in those, that they have provided money to each one of the school systems to extend their copper networks and get tied onto with the state of Tennessee. And we came back with a proposal and said, we don't want none of that old-fashioned copper. A little bit about that, and kind of what, because we exceed on what we call the last mile of the fiber. We had to pay construction from the light pole into wherever the school was at.
Well, first, let's just talk about fiber optic cable. A lot of people probably don't know what that means. Back when we had the copper, that copper you were talking about was lightning fast. However, when we got fiber optic cable, it's just absolutely amazing. You can now ask your computer through your phone or whatever, the population of Kalamazoo, Michigan, and you'll get an instant reply. And it's because the fiber optic cable allows data to stream almost at the speed of light.
Well, that's what it's going on.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing what can happen with that.
So, where we were at, it wasn't our network, our backbone that was the problem. It was waiting for technology to come up with the speed of being able to send and receive things. And I know that one of the first things that we tried here was when we set our classrooms up, the Solana High School classroom, it kind of became the center there, and it became the head end for this, where everything kind of came through there. And what we had to begin with was a closed-circuit analog TV network. It was, as I said, it was closed. It didn't go out. We were still, like with our classrooms and things, we were having to dial up and very, very slow. And we got to thinking about, you know, we had centralized things like a centralized CD server for encyclopedias and things like that. And we also had a learning system that was running on copper that we were paying extra money for outside of the fiber. And one of the ideas that I guess that the folks that were helping us with the fiber thing, we decided, you know, hey, why are we spending this extra money on this slow copper thing when we need to be working out why we can't do that on the fiber? And of course, one of the first things we tried to do was one of those learning servers, and lo and behold, after lots of experimenting and trying, we got that to work. So then we were able to transmit, you know, on a limited basis some of the data things over that analog network.
And Tom, we also had a somewhat of a problem. We were so far out ahead of our time. We had a problem dragging higher education into this thing, and Susan Elkins stepped up and really, really got it started for tech. But they didn't know about being able to do video right directly into the classrooms. And even the college professors was afraid, well, they won't need me anymore. And so that was somewhat of a fight. Then we got Volunteer State involved, and they started bringing courses, and they still got paid for them. It was just a regular college class. Prior to all of this, I drove this in. Prior to all of this, there was a program out there on the internet, CUCME, and our chemistry teacher got all excited one day and sent for me, and his kids in his classroom were talking to kids in Australia, and they were talking about chemistry, and that was just amazing at that time. But there was a long pause. It was very difficult for those kids to carry on a conversation because they'd say something and it wouldn't be heard in Australia for several seconds.
That was when it hit the copper, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, that's something we used to brag about here, but with our network we had with our closed circuit, that, I mean, it was live. And if you had anything to do with digital then, you know there was all that delay that was there. But then once everything finally made it up to fiber, that went away. And I do know that, of course, on our closed circuit thing, we did our classes from Salina High School in American History and English. The teacher would teach part of the time from Salina and part of the time from Hermitage Spring, and then they would connect back and forth between the two classrooms. And we did that for a number of years.
Well, it's clear to me that the Appalachian Regional Commission got their money's worth. They fund projects for demonstration purposes. They want to see you have a project and show others how to do it. Well, no one was doing this kind of stuff when we started, and right here in the Upper Cumberland, we really showed the rest of the world a way to do it. Not necessarily the way, but at least one way of bringing education to people in very isolated places. I did a study once out in the Aleutian Islands, and the educational facilities out there were so remote, they couldn't even get radio. They couldn't do classes on radio. Now with the satellites and all of that, they can do classes on the Aleutian Islands now that they couldn't do back then, but it's happening everywhere now. And I know a student that worked with us at the chamber this past semester took her whole college semester online, and worked out great for her and for the university and for everybody concerned.
Okay, now let's look at another sideline thing of this, and that I know over the years that WCTE would come out and they would set up and do a basketball broadcast from some of the various schools. They'd had a game of the week, and to do that, they had to bring their satellite truck with them.
Yes.
And they would drive their satellite truck and set that up, and so they did that for a number of years, and then they came up with this very, very successful show down in Smithland, the Fiddler's Jamboree, and they were doing that with the satellite truck. And lo and behold, I guess we can give Tommy Elkins probably credit on part of this, that somebody, he may have went down there and said, folks, you know, he, of course, his wife was working there at Tech and said, you know, why don't we do away with that satellite truck? And they kind of looked at him and said, what are you talking about? He said, well, there is a fiber optic connection from Smithville up to WCTE. So every year after that, they tried it the first year, and after year after it, all it required was us doing a little bit of cable switching in the head end from Smithville to Salina and then back over to Tech. And they had a live broadcast from down there on fiber. And they didn't have to, you know, have their truck set up and all that stuff. And I think that had a whole lot to do with them then getting it out to the world like they did. Because even with the satellite truck, they weren't real, real fast, and the quality of the product they were turning out wasn't real good. But I think it kind of turned that thing around up there, which is one of the most successful local TV shows in the world right now.
Well, we can talk about WCTE. They too kind of were way out ahead of their time. They were doing things at WCTE in this very small station that were, these things were not being done in the big cities. And just not too well recently, the big station in Nashville stole away Becky Magura. She started off as a college student and then very successfully ran WCTE for many years and then passed it on to another person, and then they're up and running now and continuing her legacy, and she's headed off to Nashville and maybe get them bring them up to date.
Yeah, she started off with us with Exceed, didn't
yes, she was. She was right there at the table.
Right there with us in the beginning. And I know that then now, well, back when we had this, we had the closed circuit. We had teachers, I know, like our American history teacher down at K-8 had a class where she taught the Tennessee history to the students up at Maple Grove back in the 1990s. Those classrooms were original 21st century classrooms, were set up with a big screen TV and a computer We had a few of those at each one of the classrooms and all over the state of Tennessee. And the next step from that, you know, when we first got those things, we set up a lab. And I know that this was the time that when the Apple computer folks convinced everyone that the Apple computer, what was that, the 2E or whatever was that, the one they finally got, they backed up the semis at every school, basically in the United States, and unloaded a bunch of those machines that that operated off of what we call floppy drives then. Nothing was really connected together. Everybody had to have their little floppy drive to play Oregon Trail. And from that, we finally got where we connected the computers in the classroom on a network where we could buy one licensed copy of something, and every student could access that. And from that, we went, when we got the network, we would get out online, and we started sharing stuff everywhere. Oh, we need to work a break in here.
Okay,
We'll be right back in a minute. But I know Jennifer Smith, before I left the technology thing, we connected her.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, we were talking about, you know, how, you know, it's kind of strange how a remote little county like this winds up, you know, and this whole remote area there up to Cumberland, the Twin Lakes telephone folks, and some of the innovations and things. I know, you know, on the other side, you know, we're now looking at all the wireless things that we have, and we kind of forget about, you know, another, just a little short pitch, and that is our little company that Kenny Meadows started called InfoEd, where he brought the satellite signal in on satellites. And we that was very, very good for a number of years, because so much of our remote area was not covered by even by telephone lines. And that was something we had here, and with all of those things, and you know, we have a whole generation here now. Like we were talking, this started back in the 80s. that is now, you know, like 40-something years ago, that doesn't realize, you know, that they wake up and they're in, like I said, one of the most advanced technology places anywhere around. I think basically any home in Clay County that wants full fiber availability, that it's available to them now. And in some ways, that's been kind of harmful because all this money that comes down for all these backward folks. But now our telephone company's done a great job on those grants and making sure that we continue to be one of the leaders in that.
I think Jonathan West is please congratulate from that. He saw the great need and he jumped in there and did it. And maybe his age had something to do with that. If you remember in the classrooms when we were getting this stuff started,
he grew up.
Very quickly the students knew more than the teachers in how to operate this thing, and that's probably still true today. We've been fortunate, the Chamber of Commerce, to keep a recent graduate in our office at all times to show us how to do technology. And it's just amazing the kind of things that they know how to do that they just picked up on their own. They didn't take a class like we used to do. They just learned how to do all this stuff out of necessity. Starting at about age four, I think I've been told that some of the really young kids today are playing games on on the computer. We're about to run out of time here, Thomas, and I'd like to jump in to explain something that's happening up at Donaldson Park. We have a grant to do some things at the park, including renovating the tennis courts and the basketball court and being able to stripe off a pickleball court and do some things like that. Well, we got our fence painted with a kind of paint that's supposed to last a long time, and we got the surface ready, and then we started having a break in the weather finally, and now the contractor's having a tough time finding the resurfacing material. Of course, it's got a petroleum base, but he thinks he's located some material from a distributor that he doesn't normally use, and hopefully within the next 2 weeks we'll have that on the courts resurfaced. If we don't, we're going to run out of time on the grant, or we're going to run out of time to play tennis this year. So we got to get that done, and we're hoping that we'll have a whole bunch of people coming out playing pickleball. That's for old folks like you, Thomas.
Who? I tell someone, they ask me kind of what it's like. I said, well, it's kind of like playing ping pong outside, except on the ground. I think there's certain rules that you can't do some kind of overhand stuff. You can't overhand serve. But they have altered it for some of you older folks.
Yes.
That have trouble negotiating. Well, let's see. We got a Wilderness Day Camp. We mentioned that.
Did you get your birthday?
Yeah, I fixed to say, why don't you give me a number between 1 and 4?
Well, let's make it 4.
Okay. I'll tell you what let's do. 1, 2, 3. Paulette Scott.
All right. Paulette, congratulations.
And with that, I think I haven't got the voice in my ear telling me to wrap it up here yet. I want to remind everyone to tune us in again this evening at 6 o'clock here on 101.5 Kicks Country, where, like I said, we come to you each week here, and for that rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and we'll be ready to have another show again next week, and we may try to find us another member of the chamber doing a little bit in the spotlight for a few minutes. Really enjoy those folks coming down and fill us in on that. And I know they have, the past few weeks, they've had pretty good business up there. And we really enjoy when we, and I think maybe someone's trying to move into where they left right now. Maybe.
Yeah, oh, so that's happening.
We haven't lost a business. We may have gained one here square. So with that, I think it's about time that we shut the barn doors, get everything put back where it belongs, and say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here, same time, same channel, WVFB-FM 101.5 Kick Country. May the good Lord bless and keep you. And until then, good day, Clay County.